Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is Hawa, and you're listening to Hawa Unscripted. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. I'm honored to have you back for another episode. I was afraid I wasn't going to make it this Wednesday, but alhamdulillah, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here we are. In this episode, I wanted to talk about tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends. Now that we've questioned and are on the journey of learning who we are and learning who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, next comes the test. It's a part of our growing and getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that we know the things that we want to change and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, He will test us with those things. Like when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you courage, He gives you opportunities to be courageous. When you ask Him for humility, haya, patience, and bunch of other things, He puts you in situations where you can exercise and build that. When we ask to be invited to His worship, and when woken up in the middle of the night, choose to turn over and get more sleep than to get up and pray tahajjud. When we ask for hijab and modesty, but when invited to a wedding or an event, or even subhanAllah Eid, we leave it at home. The things that we want to grow in and change within ourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sometimes test us with that. In Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do the people think that they will be left to say, we believe, and they will not be tested? To see if our want for that is sincere, and to inshallah ta'ala grow from there and be able to fully practice the things that we ask for and intend to change in ourselves. I think that in Ramadan, or at least for myself, I'm able to recognize tests for the fear of my fast not being accepted. So if I'm faced with confrontation or an argument, I tell myself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing my patience, and inshallah ta'ala pass it because I want my fast to be accepted. But what can motivate and discipline us to pass these tests outside of Ramadan? I say fearing for your heart, fearing for a number of hard heart, fearing having your palace in Jannat al-Firdaws built and not receiving its key, fearing losing that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you built and worked on. I think we stress and pray and ask for assistance when it comes to tests for like school and things of that sort. But what about the tests that are sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When facing a test, if you find yourself struggling, most of us do. Not all tests are turning down on arguments. Sometimes you're tested with your health. Sometimes you're tested with your wealth. Sometimes you're tested with your blessings as well. But ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance. And before I tell you this and then you're tested more, know that it may come in the form of another test, and it may not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may just give you that assistance. It's whatever benefits you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees what you cannot see, so He gives us accordingly, and that's different for every person. But these tests are detrimental to your growth and to a soft heart and to being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You become the things that you've prayed for. You become more humble. You become more strong and patient. So the next test, you have these skills and these tools with you. So inshallah ta'ala, you know, it becomes easier. And tests aren't bad things. I don't want to say all this and you're like, oh, I don't want to be tested, or okay, but when does the test end? Because the test doesn't end. This life is a test. The test ends the day that you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a hadith in Sunan Ibn Majah 40:23. It is narrated from Mus'ab bin Sa'ad that his father Sa'ad ibn Abu Waqqas said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, which people are most severely tested? He said, the prophets, then the next best, and the next best. A person is tested according to his religious commitment. If he is steadfast in his religious commitment, he will be tested more severely, and if he is frail in his religious commitment, his test will be according to his commitment. Trials will continue to afflict the person until they leave him walking on the earth with no sin on him. And even with all this being said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly reminds us that He is close to us, that He is near, that He doesn't intend bad for us. And فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. With hardship comes ease. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden a soul beyond what it can bear. And I don't even think I have to say at this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us time and time again. And I'm not going to get into that again this episode because I didn't want to keep this one short and sweet. But whether we like it or not, we will be tested in this life, whether that be with the good or the bad. Take on hoping that on the other side of this, gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life and inshallah ta'ala the next. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us ease and allows us closeness to Him, allows us to pass our tests, and that we only gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we only grow and become better Muslims because of them. Allahumma ameen ya rabbil alameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. If I say anything wrong or incorrect in this episode, it is from me and Shaitan. And if you benefited from it, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you did benefit from it, please share this with anyone else you think will benefit from it. And may you share in the reward, inshallah ta'ala. Also, if you are a hijabi sister and have listened to the Love Story of Hijab series and would like to contribute by sharing your hijab love story with the hopes that you inspire another sister to put on hijab or to strengthen her in her hijab, feel free to message me at HawaUnscripted on any platform or shoot me an email at HawaUnscripted@gmail.com. Same for the power of dua for both brothers and sisters. If there's a dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer for you that just sticks out and that just really resonates with you and you want to share that, you can also message or email me. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.